to. We just happen to be anywhere playing music, but it's nice when you're in a beautiful city with great food and good shopping and great audiences and beautiful cars. It's the icing on the cake. Called Songbird. That's kind of one kind of style. Anyway, it's also functions as a doorstop. It's a double duty. Anyway, that came out last year, but I have a new record out. It's one of the reasons that we're out here touring to play some of the new songs for you. So this will be the first one of the evening. It's a song I wrote with my dear friends Kate and Ann McGarrigan. Always a joy to spend time with them. If we write a song, that's even better. So. This tells the story, sort of tells us part of the story of an American musical family, two of them anyway, Sarah and Nathan Carter.
In the end, they knew she had his mom's tower.
All the chords of their guitar. I've been away from my dogs for a while, and normally when we're in the States, they travel on the bus with me. I got two big dogs, and the boys are nice to put up with them. They're actually pretty well-behaved dogs, aren't they, boys?
Yeah, we miss them, actually.
I really miss my dogs. They're great company, and I have I started a bit of a dog rescue at my house in Tennessee, where we take some dogs that have run out of time, and usually big dogs, but I just got this message from the gal that runs the whole thing for me, and we ended up with 5 chihuahuas. Anybody interested? Anyway, apparently they're very cute. I'm going to see them.
Thank you.
somewhere about a million miles from here.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, don't you believe it's not a day that I
listening to a lot of Lucinda Williams lately. I always listen to her. Mm-hmm. She's been coming up on my iPod shuffle a lot, which is really nice. Anyway, I love all her songs, but I guess this is my favorite. See what you love.
Thank you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Donahue. And over here on mandolin, fiddle, vocals, the most recent inductee into the Virginia Folk Music Association, the Hall of Fame, along with his brother, this is Ricky Simpkin. Sounds good. It's always kind of important to us musicians. We like to be able to hear, and of course, it sounds so much better with people in it. According to James Taylor says to his audiences, he says, "You know, without you, it would just be sound check." It's okay, but I kind of like to have people clapping and stuff like that. So you're doing a good job. To do. I thought it felt funny. It's in the wrong key. another song from the new record, so you get a bonus. Oh, well, you know, I am 61, I have an excuse. You hit 60 and things just start to go away. I'm still having a heck of a lot of fun, so far it hasn't bothered me too much.
Is your soul.
Thank you.
Is all I ever knew.
is
John.
One of these days,
you.
we can do it.
And then ended up putting it on my big, you know, combination box set doorstop. And it's the last song on the whole Dad Burn box set, because somehow it just sums everything up for me. Trouble, we had no trouble in our struggle. Doing